completely innocent sort of remark like that.
Well, I think this thing of a black thing, I think that's something that they concocted in the last few years, is to call them black people. Now, I think if we'd have, when I was growing up, if we'd have called them black folks, they'd have resented it. Don't you?
Yes, sir, I do. How do you feel when you say the word black?
I don't feel right.
I don't either.
I'd rather call them colored man.
It embarrasses me
to call them a black man.
Because it's just a fad, I think.
But it looks like it. In other words, I heard this program, this educational program we have down here that's on television on station 10, I believe it is.
Eight.
Well, it's eight or ten.
Yeah, doesn't make any difference.
And he was a real educated nigger from this Washington University. What is that up there? That's at High Negro College in
Howard.
Howard. And he was you could tell he was a brilliant black man, and he was telling that it isn't the relationship isn't between the nigger, black man, and the white man at all. Says that's been that trouble, that the black man thinks in terms of his relation with the white civilization. He says he's got to quit thinking that way. He says he's got to think in terms of the black civilization. Now, what he's got in mind, I don't know. But he says, now, as long as we think in terms of the white civilization, says we'll never amount to anything. But says when we think in terms of the black civilization, says then we'll begin to amount to something. Well, when you get to thinking about it, you may have something, but it's too deep for me.
Well, in colleges and universities, they've instituted usually schools called Black Studies, and what they do is learn or attempt to learn African languages and African customs, and they dress. You've seen those dresses that they wear.
African dresses. What are they going to do? Are they going to have a different continent here on the same continent, or we're going to have two continents running parallel with one another? Well, don't they know that one of them is going to cut the other's throat, and the first thing you know, one of them is going to blow the other one to hell and back?
I wonder how, quite seriously, I wonder how all these things got started so suddenly, because it's a concept that really runs counter to the whole experience in America. I mean, the moment someone came here, he fitted himself into the culture. And this seems to be an effort to create a kind of culture outside.
Well, if you can't associate with somebody on some kind of a level, sooner or later, there's going to be a conflict. Mm-hmm. I've noticed that.
Mm-hmm. There's got to be some kind of common